My name is Nicholas Parsons, and once again, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Just a Minute, the exciting, outrageous, and sometimes impossible game in which I ask my four guests to speak on a subject that I give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. And let us now, right away, meet the four guests who are going to play the game today. And we welcome first the multi-talented Tony Hawks. Beside him, that most talented comedy writer, Barry Cryer. And on my left, the ever-popular Wendy Richard. And beside her, the delightful stand-up comedian, Stephen Frost. Please welcome all four of them. Well, they're going to pit their wits and their verbal dexterity against each other and try and score points. And today we're going to begin the show with Tony Hawks. And the subject is garden gnomes. Oh, that audience has got a little ripple from the audience. We would like to hear about garden gnomes. Tell us something about them in this game, Tony, starting now.
In these days of cool Britannia, it's most important for you to have the right image, and I can't think a better way of doing this than having a garden gnome in your front garden. Personally, I have over 150, and I know them all by name, and I have a little chat with them in the morning if you want to.
Barry Cryer, you've challenged.
Name them.
Well, Barry Cryer, that wasn't a challenge within the rules of Just a Minute, but as we enjoyed the comment, we give you a bonus point for that. But as Tony Hawks was interrupted, he keeps the subject, and he gets a point for being challenged, and he continues with 45 seconds available still on garden gnomes, starting now.
I was always very amused by how mortified David Bowie was by the fact that one of his hits was called The Laughing Gnome, and during the 70s and 80s he was trying so hard to be trendy and popular.
And
hesitation.
Wendy. Yes, we interpret that as hesitation. Wendy, you have a correct challenge, so you get a point for that. You take over the subject, and there are 32 seconds available. Garden gnomes starting now.
I only have one garden gnome at the rear of the house. Then there are garden frogs, and there's stone dogs.
Stephen Frost, your challenge.
There was hesitation.
There was hesitation.
I was getting the mental picture.
Yeah. I know. They can repeat the subject on the card either collectively or independently. There's more than one word. And Stephen, but it was a hesitation, so you have a challenge, which is correct. You get a point for that. And you have 23 seconds available. Garden gnomes starting now.
You can get ones that look like they're fishing, playing tennis, snooker, and even badminton nowadays. These are what we call modern garden gnomes. Back when they were first invented by a Norwegian, I might add, they all...
Wendy, your challenge.
Well, apart from that, well, he really hesitated, but he was talking twaddle.
Well, he realised he was talking twaddle, and that's why he paused. Wendy, you had a correct challenge. Wendy gets a point for that, and she takes over the subject. 8 seconds are available. Garden gnomes are starting now.
I also have a garden gnome on one of the shelves in my bathroom. A fan sent it to me from Canada when he heard me...
Tony, a challenge.
That's a bathroom gnome.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. The shelves are bathroom shelves. This is a garden gnome.
Wendy, don't worry. I disagree with the challenge. I like the idea of the challenge. I'm going to give you a bonus point.
Thank you, Nicholas.
So, Wendy, garden gnomes are... And you have got the subject still and only 2 seconds to go, starting now.
A fan sent me from Canada after I discussed this subject.
When that whistle is blown, it tells us that 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was, of course, Wendy Richards, so she's taken a strong lead at the end of the round. And who takes the next round? Barry Cryer. Let's hear from you. Slang. Tell us something about the subject of slang in this game, starting now.
Slang is an argot, a patois, a vernacular. Rhyming slang is a very common idiom. I once heard a man describe described as an All Quiet on the Western. I will not go into this any deeper, but the essence of the euphony of this sort of language. Years ago, some fellow said to me, I came here on this sucker. What do you mean, I cried. The tube, he said. Sucker Zoob. I repeated, sucker.
Sometimes if you keep going, Barry, they don't notice it, or they enjoy what you're doing,
yes,
and they let you go with kindness.
But they wouldn't give a sucker an even break.
But Tony Hawk's challenge first, so yes, it was a repetition. And so you have the subject of slang. Tony, 31 seconds available, starting now.
Yes, as Barry said, you do sometimes get in a London taxi, and that driver will go on and in other ways.
Oh, it's a tough game, yes. You got in first, yes. Slang is with you. 24 seconds starting now.
Well, as we all know, slang is Norwegian for bell. When you are on a...
Yes.
Slang is... slang is not Norwegian for bell.
I quite agree.
I challenge Stephen Frost.
Absolutely, and
prove
I agree
it.
With that. Deviation. He can't prove it. And it's with you, Barry Cryer. 19 seconds available starting now.
The same gentleman I alluded to earlier...
Stephen.
Gentleman, that's the second gentleman. He said gentleman.
Yes, you talked about
gentleman.
Did I
say gentleman
yeah,
before?
Yes.
Stephen, you've got the subject back. Another point to you. And 15 and a half seconds slang starting now.
My favourite slang word is, and I'm going to tell it you right now, because I loved it ever since I could use the English language to express myself. Here it is, the one that makes me laugh and will probably tickle your ribs as well, is, of course, that old favourite that every person...
Stephen Frost kept going to the whistle and gained the extra point for doing so, and he never actually gave us any slang, and nobody challenged him. Mindy Richards, they've got a subject here. They want you to talk about smelly cheeses. 60 seconds starting now.
I love cheese, and I'm fortunate enough to have low cholesterol, which means I can eat as many smelly cheeses as I like. In fact, I enjoy best the goat's cheese, which is a smelly cheese. Then there's other Italian...
Barry,
hesitation.
I'm afraid
yes.
So.
Cheesy
she started
hesitation.
Thinking, yes. Cheese has got up her nostrils and she actually faded away. Right, there are 47 seconds available for you to tell us something about smelly cheeses, starting now.
Gorgonzola, brother of Emil, the renowned novelist, is my favourite and I've hesitated already.
I'm going to take it.
I think you actually waited for a laugh, which didn't really
no,
respond as
no.
It is.
I was peeking too early. Sorry, Beijing too early.
Stephen, it was a correct challenge. Another point to you. And 39 seconds. Smelly cheeses starting now.
As we all know, smelly cheeses is slang for I've got the sneezes, the one I was trying to talk about before I ran out of time. My favourite smelly cheese is camembert, which of course comes from France.
Ready your challenge.
Hesitating.
I think when you draw a word out as long as that I think that is hesitation.
Well,
no one's ever elongated a word as long as that in the whole history of just a minute, as Stephen did just then. And he deserves to lose it. I'm sorry. Wendy, I agree with your challenge. You have smelly cheeses back. 26 seconds starting now.
Smelly cheeses are usually of the soft variety. There are hard smelly cheeses, but soft smelly cheese.
I think there was a repetition of soft.
Yes, there was.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things, yes. Soft, smelly cheeses. Yes. Wendy's gone. Isn't it lovely to see Wendy go like that? Tony. Oh, I hit myself.
You
right. Tony, you had a correct challenge, so you take over the subject of smelly cheeses, and there are 18 seconds available starting now.
I have had several pairs of socks which I have cultivated into the smell of various cheeses. Gorgonzola is just one, there are many others.
Barry.
I don't want to hear any more of this.
I don't think the viewers do either. So, what is your challenge? I mean, within the rules of just a minute.
Deviation from taste. Don't want to hear about his socks.
Actually, that's quite a good challenge, isn't it, really? Because it wasn't a great
well,
test, was it?
It's your verdict, Nicholas.
I know it is.
Your career.
Bad taste, deviation, smelly cheeses, 8 seconds starting now.
I was in a hotel some years ago in this very city of Birmingham and I detected an odour emanating under my door jamb. What is that, I cried, and banged on.
marvellous feat, Mr. Whistlewing, gained that extra point. And it's a very interesting situation. They're all almost equal. They've all got 5 points apiece, except for Tony, who's only got four. But it's only one difference. And what difference do the points make? It's the talent that's displayed, which I love.
Right.
The next subject is chat shows. It's Stephen Frost's turn to begin. Stephen, tell us something about chat shows, starting now.
I have never been on a chat show in my life. Not been invited, not been interested enough.
And when this challenge?
Not been.
Such a sad life you've had, isn't it? Not been. Wendy got in, 5 seconds. But she's got 55 to continue chat shows. Another point, of course, carry on, Wendy, now.
There are very few good chat show hosts. I myself was actually the first ever guest on Wogan's chat show. I have also been on other people's chat shows, but, as I said, they are not always as good as some of the others. I think Michael Parkinson is one of the best.
Steve, I can't believe you're invited on it, it's all like that.
So, Stephen, within the rules of just a minute, what's your challenge?
Repetition.
Of what?
I can hear her breathing.
At least I haven't talked as much twaddle as what he has on this programme.
Wendy, I disagree with the challenge. You keep the subject, another point to you. Chat shows are still with you. 35 seconds, starting now.
I actually would like to have a chat show of my own one day because I'm a very good listener and I think I would be the ideal chat show host. I would.
Whose challenge?
Repetition of hosts.
Yes,
I think
you've had too many hosts before.
Who have I?
You got into the correct challenge. You've got chat shows. 30 seconds starting now.
Chat show is the only known expression that rhymes with macho. And there is a long lineage of these talk programs. I remember a story of Peter Sellers in America many years ago conversing. I don't remember it well enough.
Well, you probably remembered it, but you couldn't get it out fluently within the rules of just a minute.
Indeed.
So Tony got in first with a challenge. I have hesitation. Chat shows with you, Tony. 19 seconds starting now.
I think it's appalling that people only go on chat shows when they've got something to sell. Going on saying something like, I wrote a book round Ireland with a
and,
fridge.
Barry Trump.
Repetition of something.
Right. There are 13 seconds available. Chat shows, Barry, starting now.
Peter Sellers some years ago.
Yes, that's a challenge. Right.
Repetition of Peter Sellers.
Yes,
Oh! Yes,
if you said it before, you can't repeat it even when you get the subject back. Stephen, another point to you and the subject and 11 seconds chat show starting.
I think the best chat show host would, of course, be Mr. Nicholas Parsons himself. That's the...
Someone disagrees.
What a challenge for being totally and utterly ridiculous. I mean, how can you say something like that?
Sorry, Wendy.
Why? You don't think I'd be a good chat show host?
No, it's a total utter... It's worse than... What do we do on this show? Was it derivation?
Derivation, yeah.
That.
Demolition.
Yeah. Worse than that.
So what is your challenge?
He's talking rubbish again.
Well, then I wouldn't be a good chat show host.
Look, let's not get personal about it. I'm just saying that he... All right, let it go.
Well, you challenged, my love. You've got
yes,
to give me...
Yes, because I think he's talking rubbish.
Right, all right, Wendy. I'm going to disagree, actually. I'm going to leave it with Stephen and say that you have 5 seconds on chat show, Stephen, starting now.
I would love to be the first guest on this particular piece of television with my friend here presenting it, because we would talk...
Stephen Frost speaking as the whistle went, going the next report. And they're all very close. Only 1 point separates all of them in different orders of upward Tony Hawk's... Barry Cryer, equal Wendy Richard, and Stephen Right. Tony Hawks. Stephen's just in the lead. He's 1 point ahead of the others.
I take back what I said about you making a good chat show. You just failed the audition, Nicholas.
No, but our chat show is a different discipline. This is a game show, which I generate humour and comedy. Mm. That's my job.
You're doing a very good job, so now generate the next round.
All right, here's a good subject for you, Tony Hawks, because it's your turn to begin. Lou.
Loo, as well as being a place, I believe, in the West Country, is also slang for toilet, and the Americans call it John. And if you go over there, in a very trendy place, they'll have Olivia Newton for the ladies and Elton for the gents, which I think is hilarious and rather sweet when I saw it there. I've never been to the place...
Repetition of there.
There. Oh, that's a tough challenge, isn't
that
it?
Was, yes. It's cruel, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it wasn't cruel, but it's within the rules of Just a Minute. So we give it to you. You have a correct challenge. You have 44 seconds on Loo, starting now.
Loo in Cornwall was the very place in which my wife and I spent our honeymoon 37 years ago.
You've been challenged by Tony.
I refuse to believe it could be that long, Barry.
Oh, God!
Look at you, you young, fresh-faced little pup that you are.
And your eyesight's going.
I know, well, that's
and I'm afraid
that
I can't give you any points for sycophancy. For sycophancy and sycophancy, yes. Right, right, well, there we are.
Sick in his panties. What's going on here?
Sycophancy, making a part of his friend. So, incorrect challenge. Barry, you've still got the subject. Lou is with you, and there are 38 seconds starting now.
I remember we went to see Sick the Bismarck, or was it Sink the Bismarck, when we were in Lou.
Bismarck.
What do you mean, oh?
Bismarck.
Bismarck.
The sake of a cheap shop at Nicholas.
Yeah. I know. It didn't quite come off, did it?
See, there is justice.
Is there?
Yes.
Sycophancy, right. There are 33 seconds available for Loo with you, Stephen, starting now.
As a child, I holidayed in Loo in Cornwall. We played on the beach, went sailing at night, and also went to the fish and chip shops that sell the best croissant.
Wendy, yes.
I think there was going to be a slight hesitation.
Yes, yes. Right. He goes
why
into
did,
the
why
French.
Why did you go sailing at night?
Yeah, I wondered that.
Well, I thought
go night fishing.
Yeah, I just wanted to
no,
why
you
child,
can't sail at night. I would have had him for deviation.
Yeah.
You could have had him for deviation, because you can't sail at night.
Catching starfish.
Right.
What a sad man I am.
It got the groan it deserved. It was fun. Right, Wendy, you have the subject of Loo. You have 24 seconds starting now.
Well, loo is a slang word for toilet. And what really annoys me, that when one goes to the theatre, there are never enough ladies' loos. It's all right for the gents, because they just stand up against a wall. But ladies have all this... two ladies.
Well, I don't. I go to the toilet. I don't just stand up against a wall in the theatre. It wouldn't go down very well, would it?
No. Well, it would go down. But,
yes, you know, I think the
initiative
of the gents standing up against the wall. I think we better get back to Just a Minute before this goes any further down that particular path. Tony Hawks, a correct challenge. Loo is with you. 10 seconds available starting now.
Loo was a beautiful girl. I used to take her red roses, walk in the country with her, and what a romantic time we had. Actually, in that place, Loo, in the West Country, which I said earlier, but no one...
And,
repetition of country.
West Country, yes. Right, Barry, you got in with half a second to go. Well, it's shrewd, isn't it? Yeah. And you have the subject of Loo starting now.
Loo is the headquarters of the...
So Barry Cryer not only got that point for speaking as a whistle went, but many other points in the round, and he has moved forward, and he's now in the lead, just ahead of Stephen Frost, Wendy, Richard and Tony Hawks in that order. All right, Barry, go for your points. You're in the lead, and it's your turn to begin. And the subject, a lovely one, the dentist's chair.
The very apprehensive, terrified patient lolled back in the dentist's chair, suddenly leaned forward and grabbed a very vulnerable part of the aforementioned medical practitioner's anatomy. "We're not going to hurt each other, are we?" he said. Which I always thought was the perfect ploy. Only last year I suffered from a large abscess, which I can assure you does not make the heart grow fonder, and visited the aforementioned poet of the dental art to see if he could alleviate my pain. And I wish I was in that chair now, because I would be feeling less of the aforementioned agony.
Oh, yes. So you challenged, Tony.
Well, I think there were three aforementioned.
There was, yes, the aforementioned.
Sorry.
Yes. Right. Repetition of thought as well as the words. No, you did well. We were in the dentist's chair.
I wanted anaesthetic for that bit.
Tony, you have a correct challenge. You have 24 seconds. You tell us something about the dentist's chair, starting now.
What I've never understood about dentists is why they talk to you when they've got your mouth wedged wide open. They say, "Where did you go on holiday this year?" And you go, "Ah, ah, ah." Oh, they say, "Oh, Loo, very nice."
They
say, yes, you could have had him for too, couldn't you?
Repetition of
Yes, absolutely. But Wendy, it was correct. You have 13 seconds. You tell us something about the dentist's chair, starting now.
I'm absolutely terrified of dentist chairs. I'll be quite honest, I have a broad yellow stripe down my back. But as I don't want to...
She hasn't?
She was talking metaphorically, Stephen.
Oh.
No, that's what.
Is that a Greek language?
No, it's Norwegian.
So, Wendy, you have another point. You keep the subject. 5 seconds, the dentist chair starting now.
And although I don't care for visiting the dentist chair, I know I must go because I don't want my teeth to fall out.
So Wendy Richards, being as a whistle away and gained that extra point, and she has leapt forward with other points in that round, and she's now equal with Barry Cryer in the lead, just ahead of Stephen Frost and Tony Hawks in that order. And Wendy, it's your turn to begin. Here's a good subject. Hiccups. Tell us something about them in this game, starting now.
Hiccups can be most uncomfortable. Unfortunately, I at times suffer from hiccups. But my Cairn Terrier, Shirley Brahms, when she was a puppy, she used to get hiccups.
Yes. Two she's.
Two she's, yes. She's.
Plus, I'm sick and tired of listening about that dog.
People love it.
Oh, right.
You're obviously not an animal lover, are you?
No.
Well, lots of other people
I'm a lover
are,
like an animal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do dogs have hiccups?
Yes.
Do they?
According to Hiccups is with you, Stephen, and there are 50 seconds available starting now.
The best way to cure hiccups, of course, is to drink a glass of water upside down, which is very difficult to do because you spill it all.
And
it's deviation from accuracy. You can't drink it when it's upside down. All the water would fall out.
Exactly.
And then you drink it from the other side, like that.
Yeah, but then all the water will fall out.
No, you've still got the water.
No, you don't have to do all the water.
You tell me how you can drink from a glass like that.
Right. He was deviating in the sense that you can't drink from a glass upside down. That is devious. So, you have a correct challenge, Barry. And you take over the subject of hiccups, and there are 43 seconds available starting now.
Other cures are a key down your back, a sudden shock or alarm, a friend shouting, fire! That will always cure hiccups. I have tested this to my own satisfaction. He's just bitter.
I was just amazed how close you came there, but... sure, there were two cures there. He said, cure.
So I'd like to pass on the information, I don't care. It's the gain that matters, not the points.
32 seconds for you, Stephen. Hiccups starting now.
There was a man who had the hiccups for 72 years, and he died in this...
Wendy, yes.
Hesitation,
yes.
There.
27 seconds for you on hiccups starting now.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid there was, Wendy.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
2 full seconds before his sound emanated from your delightful lips. So, Stephen, correct challenge. 25 seconds with you, starting now.
Is 1-1?
Wendy. Oh, I couldn't spot it then. Well, there was something there, wasn't there?
That was a definite hesitation. You deserve it after that demonstration.
And a repetition.
Yeah,
and a repetition.
Everything. And 2 for the price of 1.
Yeah, but it's repetition of words and not ideas. So, Wendy, correct challenge, and there are 22 seconds available still on hiccups starting now.
Unfortunately, when I start hiccupping, I find it very difficult to stop, and even a cold key down my back or someone shouting boo would have
made
mirth.
Well, she's made herself laugh so much she can't carry on.
I know.
I think the thought of someone saying boo was what did it. Boo!
She's gone.
Getting the hiccups now.
She's gone. It's that sort of show. Tony! A correct challenge. Hiccups with you, 11 seconds available, starting now.
I was once going to take Wendy Richards' delightful dog for a walk, but I couldn't because it had such bad hiccups, it didn't want to go. I was mortified. I'd so looked forward to taking this little canine creature out, and I was...
Barry.
Repetition of taking.
Yeah. Correct challenge. Barry, this is the second time you've done it in this show. You've got in with half a second to go. And it's hiccups starting now.
A much vaunted remedy.
Oh, So Barry's playing the game with great aplomb. He's getting many points. He's been that last one to speak the whistle went. And he has moved forward. No, he's both moved forward. And so has Windy. She's got a lot of points on hiccups. In fact, they've all got quite a lot of points. But it is Barry Crowe, Wendy Richard, Stephen Frost and Tony Hawks in that order. For those who are interested, and I know some are deeply involved. Right, let us carry on with the show. Stephen Frost, oh, is making me laugh, this subject. Lumpy custard. Tell us something about lumpy custard in just a minute, starting now.
Do you know, I prefer lumpy custard to the smooth kind. You can get your teeth into it and suck it through down your gums into your throat. Yeah. And it makes me feel so good that I have second helpings of lumpy custard. When I was...
Who's there's a hesitation there.
No, I don't think it was any hesitation. I thought it was disgusting, but there was no hesitation. The audience, I mean, have you ever heard an audience go, ugh, performing? No, I don't think so. So unfortunately, we're going to hear more about lumpy custard from you, Stephen.
Right.
Another point, lumpy custard, and there are 47 seconds available starting now.
Not only do I not mind it lumpy, I prefer it cold as well. Ooh. This way, it keeps me young, beautiful and healthy, and the person I am today. If it were not for lumpy custard smeared all over my body every morning, my skin would be as rough as brass. But as you can see...
What? As you can see... Oh, yes. Well, may you dry on that. Wendy, you got in first. Yes, hesitation, and 29 seconds. And this is going to be the last round. It's very close, so let's, for those who are interested in points, go keenly forward. 29 seconds, lumpy custard with you, Wendy, starting now.
I think lumpy custard is one of the most revolting things could ever be served up to you when you're standing either in the school canteen or at the works eating place, and you see them pick up this big jug, and all this lumpy custard just goes, look, out.
Tony, you got in on the blobs first.
Yeah. Repetition of bloob.
Yes.
I've always wanted to say that.
Well, have you? You've said it now. Did it make you feel better?
Repetition of bloob, yes.
Right. 14 seconds. Do tell us something about lumpy custard, starting now.
Like Stephen, as a small child, I did enjoy lumpy custard. Something strange about it, but its texture pleased me in some way. And Mrs. Fincham, the mother of one of my friends at school, was particularly good at making this kind of custard, and I'd rush round to his house at 4:35 after school.
Tony Hawks' lumpy custard brings that round to a finish, giving him an extra point, and also brings the show to an end. And what a fitting end, because they've all contributed so much and they're almost equal. But in second place, Stephen Frost and Tony Hawks were only 2 points behind joint winners, which were Barry Crowe and Wendy Richard, together equal. Congratulations to them. It only means to say thank you to our four intrepid players of the game, that is Tony Hawks, Barry Crowe, Wendy Richards, Stephen Frost. From them and from me, Nicholas Parsons, hope you've enjoyed the show and will tune in again when we start to play just a minute from then. From all of us, goodbye.